From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. The University of Missouri announced a housing and dining affordability initiative this morning at Rollins Commons. Chancellor Alexander Cartwright announced the plan, which will reduce the most common housing and dining plans by 3.5%.
It is my pleasure to announce today that we will be reducing the rates for more than one-third of our available residence hall rooms effective fall 2018. This will allow many students to live and eat on campus for less than $1,000 a month.
In a press release, Maggie Recca, president of the University of Missouri Residential Hall Association, says the new options for reduced housing rates will benefit students and their families. Missouri will pay $1.1 million to settle two sex and age discrimination lawsuits filed by a former state employee. The Columbia Tribune reports that Cindy Guthrie and former Division of Security Employment Director Gracia Backer sued in 2014, naming then-Governor Jay Nixon and others. Guthrie filed a second lawsuit last year, while Backer reached a $2 million settlement. The MU Faculty Council supported a new resolution yesterday to rename a residence hall in honor of Lucille Bluford. Bluford was rejected by the university 11 times because she was African American. She went on to a career as a successful journalist and civil rights activist. Legion of Black Collegians executive member Autumn Henderson Carson says renaming a hall would be a step in the right direction, but the university needs to improve its race relations.
Well, for instance, Rollins was a slave owner, right? But we still have Rollins as the residence hall on campus. So it is progressive in a way, but then we have to recognize that Mizzou has a lot of places on campus that still perpetuate that idea of racism.
Henderson Carson says she thinks it is important that the university is taking these steps to become more inclusive and diverse. A fight over the fate of Kansas City International Airport will end next week when voters decide whether to approve a nearly $1 billion project to build a new airport terminal. The question is on the ballot for next Tuesday's citywide vote in Kansas City, Missouri. The plan calls for a replacement of the three horseshoe-shaped terminals with a single terminal. City leaders say the revamp would help Kansas City's economy and promise that no taxpayer money will be used, which opponents don't believe. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.